This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, good morning to you on a great morning. Why? Because the Eagles won the Super Bowl less than 2 weeks ago. That's why. That's exactly why.
That is exactly why.
Certainly not because of the weather.
No.
It's chilly out there right now. All right, so great to be with you on this Thursday morning. We move closer to the month of March. College basketball will heat up that month, and it's a shame the Sixers really aren't giving us anything. Flyers pretty much never give us anything, but the Phillies and the Eagles obviously have a lot going on. Ruben Amaro will be with us all through the Philly season, like he was all through the Eagles season, like he will be all through the Sixers season. Unfortunately, we don't really get there much. Rube, good morning to you, pal.
Good morning.
So, Rube, there's so much to get into with you.
I haven't talked to you guys since the Super Bowl.
All right. How about the Birds?
Unbelievable.
That's how you do.
That's how you go.
All right, so Rube, congrats to you as a Philadelphian.
Dude,
the whole
I was
deal.
So emotionally invested. Yeah. So invested. And it was, I remember, it was at Taco's house watching the game.
That's his brother, for those who don't know. Rube's brother.
And we, all our whole family, pretty much our whole family, and some a couple of friends. But
thanks for the invite, but go ahead.
You're out.
Like, you needed more of an issue trying to figure out what to do.
He had no idea. He had put himself in three spots. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is that I was shocked and stunned about how they dominated the game.
I was too.
Shocked and stunned. And they dominated, they literally dominated the game, and they dominated the week before, or 2 weeks before.
That's right.
To me, it's one of the best, I think, professional teams they've ever had here in Philadelphia history.
I agree with that.
Talent-wise.
I agree.
And like the whole package, like the coaching and the front office, I mean, no disrespect to any of the other teams, including the Phillies.
Sure.
I will tell you that's one of the best organizational wins of all time.
I agree with that.
In Philadelphia.
I agree with that entirely.
And then you do a parade to celebrate the win, and they can't keep the guys on the buses.
That was neat.
You know what? That is so beyond amazing. They can't, like, they arrived, I don't know how late it was that they arrived late at the museum, because the players wanted to be out there and just interacting, touching, hugging, just being with.
Lifting children.
Fans.
Lifting them up.
Celebrating the fans. Yeah. Think about that. This is an unbelievable symbiotic relationship that exists here, and man, it doesn't have to be a one-time thing.
It's something very, very special about Philadelphia fans, is that you can build that symbiosis, as you talked about. The Phillies have had that over the last few years. Now they're a little upset about the fact that they got knocked out of, you know, the playoffs so early last year, and, you know, a little doubt there. But the reality of it is, they built that. I mean, think about what happened in 2022.
I agree.
With the Phillies. I mean, you know, the Red Octobers and all those. I mean, you can build, you know, you start loving the personality of the players. You start, there's a love both ways, because I think the players also understand that When you win, the fans are with you, man. They're with you, and there's nothing like it. And you see it being seen across the board now. Yeah. There's nothing like a Philadelphia fan.
And not just with you, but can help create an advantage, which obviously both home bases have done. All right, Ruben,
advantage until it's a disadvantage with Alec Bohm, for example.
Well, it can get tight. Look, we all know we've either been in the stadium or have seen on TV. It can get tight in Citizens Bank Park when the season is near the end and the team isn't playing well, and it gets tight.
And it's Alec Bohm.
But it's all about how you respond. Like in...
Did he get better at responding?
I think, well, he got better at responding in the first issue that he had.
Right.
When he basically jumped on the fans and, you know, then he owned it and went forward and the
but
fans.
But then last year we couldn't depend on him when we needed him.
Right.
But again, he came into spring training, talked to a lot of the guys. He's got a great attitude right now. And I think it's all about a learning experience. Everybody's developing and learning. I mean, he's not young anymore necessarily, but it doesn't mean you can't learn and you can't be better through the experience.
I agree with that. All right, Rube, let me ask you this, and we'll get back to the phone shortly here. So there's a million reasons we love having you in here, but one of them obviously is the experience that you had as an assistant GM and a GM. And I mean this with all due respect, in both good and bad times.
Yeah.
So because it's fascinating to tap into your experience and expertise. The Eagles are going to try to do what your group didn't do, which is win a second, two in a row.
Came so close, man.
Came very close. Sixers in 1983, of course, win it all. In 84, losing the first round. Sixers losing the first round in 84. All right. The Eagles in 2017 thankfully won a playoff game the next year, but it was a weird year, the whole deal. All right.
Here's the Alshon drop. Yeah.
Here's the question. If you were giving recommendations to Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni for how to be the first team since the 70 Flyers, you know, to go back-to-back, what are the challenges they are facing, and what are the recommendations you would give of how to maximize your chance to win it all again?
Well, they've already set the tone as far as the culture and obviously the talent on the team. Now, they've got some decisions to make, obviously, with the, you know, with some of the free agents and how are they going to work around that. Yeah. But not to be afraid of change. I don't think Howie is. There's got to be some change, and not to be afraid of it. I think that they probably learned from the coordinator situation over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I think that they were probably better prepared to lose coordinators, and I think that Howie, having now promoted Petula, I think that they're in a situation where they feel a lot better about where they're headed. And I think personnel-wise, obviously. But really, it's about, you know, continuing that culture, not changing the whole idea of pulling on the same side of the rope. That's the thing that that I think set themselves apart and continuing to try to get better every single day. I think that mantra is the most important one there is, because if the focus stays the same, not necessarily about repeating, but winning that next game every single day, or focusing on that next, or figuring out a way to get better.
The process, keep the process the same.
Stay with your process. Yeah. And if they do that, then you got to let the chips fall where they may. You can't, there's going to be a target on this team.
Yes, there will be.
There's going to be a bullseye like no other. And they're going to be scouted, and they're going to be, all types of things that are going to be associated with this. I think it's really important for them to continue their process, and I think that they will. Just having watched Sirianni do his thing and lead, I think that's what you're going to get.
Well, I'll say this. Almost every player this year played, really well, but for the most part, a lot of players played well. 09, obviously, the two guys that I think held you back, and it is what it is. They were two of your major stars in 08, Cole and Brad Lidge. They both took a big step back.
They sure did.
And if players take a step back, then it's hard to repeat.
Or get injured, because Lidge, that injured. Was like injury, we believe probably. Injury influenced,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, probably. And so, anyway, it's all right, so the challenge is great, but it's great to have the challenge because it means you got a shot for two in a row, and the Eagles certainly do.